street, they call it murder.
Hello, and welcome to SquashCast, your best source for squash training tips and news from around the PSA. This is your host, Foster Birch, and today is Saturday, September 3rd, 2006. This is episode 4 of the SquashCast, and today we will be covering the topic of weekly training programs, how to put one together, what the components of a weekly training program should be. Now, before we get on to the main topic of our show, let's have the PSA update. And this week, we actually have some very exciting news from the PSA. There's a fantastic tournament being held in Cairo, Egypt. The glass wall court has been set up in front of the pyramids, right on the Giza Plateau. And this is the Al Haram World Open, taking place from September 1st through September 6th. If you're interested, check it out on psalive.tv. That's www.psalive.tv. And they'll be playing the matches live through the 6th of September. So, a fantastic venue, and best players in the world. Check this one out. Now, on to today's main topic, the components of a weekly training program. In earlier shows, we've discussed how to have a solo practice and the importance of certain types of off-court training and education. But today, we're going to discuss what to do on a weekly basis to really move your game forward. Now, one pro I play with suggested a person needs to play at least 3 times a week, once against a better player, once against a worse player, and one time solo practice. I think this is excellent advice, but I'd like to supplement this with what I've done, what I've decided or realized is that there are basically 2 large areas you need to work on if you want to improve in squash. One is quite obviously your skills. The other, which I think is oft neglected by squash players at the amateur level, is athleticism. And to really improve, you need to make progress in both of these areas. Not going to do you much good to hit crisp, straight rails if you're huffing and puffing and out of breath. So, for me, this has meant committing to a program that's required 5 days a week and approximately 2 hours a day. Now, many of you may not have the time to follow this program, but you can adjust it and adapt it as your time allows. So, to begin, 5 days a week, possibly 6 if you have the extra time, and let's just go right through it. So, let's begin. On Monday, I like to start off the week with an upper body weight training routine. Now, at a minimum, this consists of bench press, incline bench press, some pulls for the back, some pulls for the shoulder, curls, and tricep press downs. And, of course, the all-important wrist curl, which for a squash player is essential exercise. But if you hit those basics, you've pretty much got it covered. I'd recommend a book called The Workout by Gunnar Peterson. This book gives you instruction on the proper form to use and the right number of sets, how to put together a routine for the upper body that will really help you. And it's very efficient, too, because what he likes to do is he'll do a set of bench press, say, and then do a set of pulls for his back. So he's working complementary muscle groups. And you can cut your time in the gym in half, because while you would otherwise be resting in between sets, you're doing this set of exercise with a complementary muscle group. So Gunnar Peterson's The Workout an excellent source for form and technique for your upper body training routine. So that takes care of Monday. Usually I actually don't like to play after I've worked out my upper body, but sometimes it's fun to go and hit around a little bit. You'll find that your arm's a little heavy, but you can really crush those cross courts. So it's kind of fun sometimes, but your touch will be off. On Tuesday, I like to play a match, usually against a weaker opponent. Or if I can, I go and play in my in a round robin that's put on by a club near me. So Tuesday is a playing day against a worse player. Wednesday, I like to weight train the lower body and do some interval workouts. Once again, I'd refer you to the Gunnar Peterson book, The Workout, for some ideas for lower body workout. But what I've been doing, and have been finding to be pretty effective, has been a combination of the basic leg press, leg extension, and leg curl. These hit the basic groups. But most important I've found has been the hack squat, or the hack lunge, which is a single leg. You lunge forward and then come back to a ready position. I like to do this with weights, typically 2 15-pound weights, or better yet, if I can find a 25-pound long straight bar, I'll use that. Now, what I like to do is do a set of 40 and then rest for a minute. So it gives you sort of a feeling of an interval training while you're strengthening your legs. I like to do these lunges very slowly, and I like to pause sometimes for a second or so at the full extension of the lunge. This simulates sort of position you're going to be in while you're playing squash, and will help your balance. When I'm done the heavy lifting part of my routine, I actually like to get on the elliptical machine and do a quick 20-minute interval session. You'll see that after you've been pumping up your legs for a while, the interval training is very easy, and it's kind of fun to see the strength that you're gaining on these days. Now, for interval work, the best thing I've found yet has been My Pod Bod by Stin. And this is a guided interval training tape you put on your iPod, and it's fantastic. It really helps with the motivation, and I've started to look forward to this little 20-minute part of my workout. And basically, she will walk you through a workout that will get your heart rate up into cardiovascular training levels. So check that out, Stin, My Pod Bod, guided interval training for your interval work. Now, on to Thursday. Thursday, I'd like to have a solo practice first. We've gone over that in an earlier episode, so I will refer you to that for what you'll do in your solo practice. But after that, usually have time for a moderate upper body weight training session. So what we're doing on Monday, but a little lighter, a little less time, maybe a few fewer sets, but throw in the upper body training after your solo workout on Thursday. On Friday, you'll want to have arranged a match with a stronger opponent. This is match day, or typically the day where you'll want to face a stronger opponent. If you can't find a stronger opponent, play your pro. This is a good day for a lesson. And finally, on Saturday, we're back to weight training the lower body and doing interval work. So the same program that you went through on Wednesday, you'll do again on Saturday if you have that sixth day to work with. And Sunday is a day of rest. So you're getting ready for the, may go watch a few DVDs, take it easy, or better yet, do something totally unassociated with squash to get you ready for the week to come. So that's my advice when it comes to a weekly training program. I've been following a routine like this for approximately, well, I started about 6 months ago to get pretty organized about it, and it's really helped a lot. So hopefully you'll find that a routine like this can give you some structure to your training and will help you move forward. One final tip before I sign off, don't forget to record your results. Go out, get yourself a notebook, and keep track of how you're doing. This will help you stick with your training, and you'll see the progress you've made over the course of time, which will dramatically improve your motivation. And that concludes today's episode of the Squashcast. Hope this has been helpful. Keep your eye on the ball and heart in the game. Until next time, this is Foster Birch, signing off.